you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to this week's Coach's Corner. Boy, do you feel it? Do you feel it? I feel it. It's coming. It's that time of the year. Football season's right around the corner. That's right. It's time. And these guys have been up in the mountains, down over in San Diego at the beaches, getting ready all summer, working in the sand, working hard to strap it on, hit it, and let you see some good, hard-hitting football this season. And I tell you what, we're going to have – you know, one of the things I'm excited about is that the longer the show goes on, the more and more people are hearing about it, and the more and more people are wanting to talk about, you know, hey, how can I get on the show? What can I do? How can I talk about the sports, you know? And so here's what you do, man. If you got a question or if you want to address a situation, just give me a call. The number here is 888-346-9144. Again, it's 888-346-9144. And you know what? We'll get you on the air. You can ask your question. I'll answer your question. If I don't have the answer, we'll find somebody who does. You never know. Another listener may know the answer to a question that you have or an opinion that's differing from what you have. Let's get the debates and arguments about who's going to be number one started, because you know what? This is going to be a good season. I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk about what's happening. The buzz is starting to generate around town. And I just can't wait, man. Next weekend is the first NFL weekend, and college is starting up shortly. And then, man, have you been watching what's happening at the college scene? The NCAA is busy. Latest team they're taking a look at is Tennessee. How long do you think Lane Kiffin is going to have his job over at SC? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's going to be some shakeup over at SC by the end of the season here. You know, everywhere the man goes, he's getting himself in trouble. You know, you got Tennessee Titans head coach mad at him. You got the NCAA checking him out. Just all kinds of stuff. So, you know what? The great thing about it all is that it starts the conversations and the buzzes. And now you got high school coming up, I think it's, 2 weeks? Let me look here real quick. 2-3 weeks. We got 2-3 weeks to kick off, man. You know, this is the first week of school for us over in Scottsdale, so we started classes today. So guys are hitting the football field later on this evening after it cools down a little bit. Man, it's a little hot over here in the Sun Valley, you know. I tell you what, I am not looking forward to the temperatures staying this in the triple digits this high for very long. Come on, let's bring it down quick. Get us some rain. Give us some monsoon. Cool us down a little bit. But we're going to focus on football. And today, we're going to start off, since I'm at Arcadia, I'm going to give Arcadia some love. We're going to start off today visiting with head coach Jim Ellison from the Arcadia Titans, and we're going to talk a little bit about football there, his reloading his team, because he lost some key players. So we're going to find out a little bit about what's happening over there in Scottsdale, over off of 44th and Indian School. Man, they got new stuff happening on the football field that I saw today. Ooh, it's hot. That thing is sweet. I tell you, I'll let Coach Ellison talk to you a little bit about that in a few minutes. But we're going to take a look at the East Sky region. We're going to get his opinion about how the East Sky region is going to shape up this year. We're going to look at some of the games, some of the key games that he's got on his schedule. We're going to try and figure out how he's going to patch some holes in some key places that he lost some top-notch players. So there's 24 days before the Titans kick off their first game. They got a countdown on their website that's pretty nice. It's 24 days, 7 hours, 56 minutes, 48, 47, 46, 45 seconds. And I guarantee you this, Coach Ellison has that clock ticking in his head. And I know this man. He is probably one of the most intense football coaches and one of the most focused football coaches I've ever been around, and I've been around a lot of them. So I'm going to bring him on the air right now, Coach Jim Ellison from Arcadia High School. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. It's always good to talk to you, Coach.
Hey, good to have you on the show. Now, Coach, I know that clock is ticking off in your head, and I know you got a checklist that's sitting right next to it. Do I have this in? Do I have that in? I know all those things are going on. How are you doing right now, man?
Well, today is a little crazy because it'll be our first day in helmets. And then you know from being a varsity coach, it's not just the varsity team I have to worry about. I have, you know, about 110 lower level players, and we're just making sure everybody's cleared with their physicals, you know, to follow the AIA rules and make sure they're all suited up. And so today's a little hectic, but we got the two lower levels rolling right now, and we'll start at 5 today.
Okay, so you're going to start at 5 o'clock tonight. Let's talk about that for a second because you guys are starting late. You're starting a little bit later. Why are you choosing to go a little bit later now?
Well, you know, one thing, varsity-wise, you know, sometimes my coaches come from off campus, and I've got some really good guys that are coming from a couple different districts, so it gives them a little bit of time to travel over. And, you know, we just try to let it, you know, work it out where our players can go home after school, relax a little bit, if they're wise, you know, get their homework done, get stuff done so that when they finish with their practice, they're good for the night.
Okay, and then they come back. So now, all right, Coach, let's talk about last year. Before we start with this year, let's talk a little bit about last year. You guys had probably one of the most prolific passing games in the Valley. One of the top quarterbacks in the state. As a matter of fact, he was voted the top quarterback in the state and received that award. And he's gone now, graduated. He's over at Phoenix College. We're talking about Colby Kirkegaard, doing well over there. As a matter of fact, he's in the hunt for a starting spot over there. I talked to him just recently, and he's having some success over there, Coach. So now tell us this. How do you plan on – let's look at just the offensive side of the ball. Last year you guys did really well. Let's talk a little bit about your philosophy last year.
Yeah, well, first off, I mean, not only do we lose Colby, but he's over at Phoenix College, as a matter of fact, with Joey Artigue and Jake Hershey.
Okay.
And the two of those guys, you know, combined for 18 touchdowns. So, you know,
that's a lot of scoring.
Besides having Colby, that's a big loss with those two receivers. But, you know, I think, you know, first of all, you can't replace a guy like Colby. I mean, he was in the second year, he was a third-year starter on varsity, and in the second year of our system, and he just flourished like there was no end. I mean, and that's why, you know, not only was he good, but he just took it to another level because it was the second year in the system. But you can't replace him. But we have a young guy in Cole Richardson who's a phenomenal athlete who played JV quarterback, who has come up, gone through a lot of passing league, and now through camp, and I feel very confident in.
So, Coach, let's talk about the difference between next year or between last year and this year offensively. What's your philosophy going to be? Are you guys going to put the ball in the air as much as you have before, or are you going to adapt a little bit with your ground game? Because I know not only did you lose the two receivers in Colby, but you also lost one of your running backs.
Yes. We have three starters coming back, three varsity starters, and two of them are linemen. So we know we lost a lot of skill guys, but you know, last year we were 50-50 pass versus run, which was phenomenal because whatever the situation was for a game, we could do whatever it took to win that game. We could run the ball and run the clock out if we needed to. We could throw and score quick if we needed to. I see us this year as going toward a little more, you know, back to a traditional, for me at least, you know, 70-30, probably 70% run, 30% pass. But I believe our running game is going to be so good that it's going to open up a lot more of our play action. And then we will do just like we did with Colby. We will put Cole in situations where he can be successful. Now, he may not throw a 60-yard bomb to Artigue, okay, but he may be good on a, you know, on a 10-yard out or an 8-yard drag route or whatever it is that he is good at. And we'll just customize around him.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those key spots that you had last year that you lost. Because, you know, 8 out of 11, is that's a lot. You're replacing a whole offensive set.
Correct.
So now you've got Cole Richardson is going to be replacing Colby Kirkegaard,
uh-huh,
at starting quarterback. And
yeah,
now I know Cole's a great kid. excellent student, very smart athlete. So that's going to be a big plus for you, because not only are you now putting somebody who had no experience in that spot, but you know you can kind of take a deep breath because the kid's smart enough to pick things up quickly.
Correctly.
Okay. So now you lost Connor McClain, who actually is playing Division I football at Elon University in South Carolina.
Yes.
And he's playing running back there.
Uh-huh. We lost Pat Scrimshire, who is at ASU, walking on at ASU.
Jeez, so you lost a lot of key offensive players. So let's talk about some of the guys that are stepping into those spots at this point.
Yeah, well, we have, unfortunately last year, about halfway through the season, we lost Jake Hershey to a non-contact injury. He made a cut, blew the top of his foot out, and could not come back from that. Now, at that time, we slid into the starting lineup Bradley Teft. So he played the remaining, five or six games of the season. So I consider Bradley a starter. He played half the season, so he's coming back. And he'll be, our right side running back, what we call our four back. We have a Landon Berry, who played about halftime at fullback last year. He's coming back as a senior, and he will split time with Sosia Mafu at the fullback position. Okay, so those two are, I feel very confident there. Sosia had a great JV season. And then on our left side, we will slide in a mixture of Ryan Lowry, a returning guy that did get some reps last year, along with Ryan Falkman, who also had a very good sophomore year on JV. So these guys have ran our system. They look pretty good right now. I feel confident with them. I may have to rotate a little bit here and there, but right now I feel pretty good.
Now, Coach, you just said that you were putting Sosia Mafu at fullback?
Yes.
Wow. Now, see, okay, those of you who aren't Titan fans and who haven't been at the games or don't know the kid, I'm going to tell you something. This kid is solid. He's huge. And it's kind of picture refrigerator Perry in the backfield at the fullback position. That's going to scare some D-line and some linebackers when he comes through the whole lead blocking.
Yeah, and he's like I said, he had a good JV year. He's lifted for a full year, after his freshman year. We had a hard time getting him in the weight room, but after his sophomore year, he is now dedicated and working hard.
He's a great kid. Great kid. Okay. So offensively, you're going to be doing a lot more ground attack. Now, Coach, that's going to be a good thing. I mean, you get to play on a brand-new field. Let's talk about the field for a couple seconds. I mean, we only have like 2 minutes before the break.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of want to quickly say that, Arcadia this summer put in a brand-new state-of-the-art artificial turf fields.
Yes,
Coach, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, synthetic turf, okay, because that's what a lot of people now will say artificial, but when we say that, I mean, we've seen it and see what it looks like, but some people think back to some of the older fields that were bad, but this is synthetic turf. It's Generation 5 synthetic turf, which is the top of the line. It was installed by the Field Turf Company, which we feel and the district felt is the best synthetic turf field in the world.
Okay, now wait, Coach, we're going to take a break real quick.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll finish up talking about the new field that you guys put on.
You got it,
because I tell you, I did go take a look at it, and wow. Well, this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will continue talking with Coach Jim Ellison of the Arcadia Titan football program. We'll be back in a few seconds. We got game. It might feel good. It might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoe Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are talking with Coach Jim Ellison, an Arcadia Titan football head coach. And we were just, as we were heading out to break, we were just talking about the brand new field that Arcadia had put in at their facility. They've got a brand new state-of-the-art football field put in. Coach Ellison, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why don't you start to tell our listeners a little bit about the football field so that they understand what took place this summer over at Arcadia.
Okay, well, like I said, it's a it would be called Generation 5 is the actual name. It's synthetic turf. It's made by Field Turf. For some people that aren't sure what that is, there's 22 NFL teams that use the same field now, one of those being the new stadium that Jerry Jones just built. So that palace that he built, he put it in there. But what it is it's synthetic turf. It's got an infill system that is made of a little bit of a mixture of sand and rubber, and it reduces injuries. There's about the data shows 55% less cranial injuries, 45% less neurological injuries, and it goes on and on because it's a soft padded surface. It looks like brand new grass, like you're looking at a fairway on a golf course. Everything is painted. So, like, for example, our end zones are blue. They're painted blue. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, besides all the good things it does on injury reduction, it just looks phenomenal. So the kids are going to love playing on it. Then the other thing is, we partnered with the district to get it installed, and their angle was on it that they no longer have to line it. They don't have to paint it. They don't have to put fertilizer on it. They don't have to mow it. They don't have to water it. Okay, so they save a bunch of money on watering. So they were willing to partner with us and have us go off and do a certain part of the work, and then they came in and completed it, and it turned out to be a great partnership, and it just makes, my whole thing is making the experience for our athletes at Arcadia the best I can. And that's my whole, that was my whole mission, and I'm thankful every day that it worked out.
I tell you what, Coach, I did go take a look at it right before school was out, and oh my God, the field's gorgeous. I went up to the stands and kind of sat up at the top and just took a look at it, and it is just an amazing looking field. So, nice job.
Thank you.
Love the design and layout of the field. But I did go down on the field, Coach, and I noticed it was a little hot.
Yeah, it is a little warmer. Okay, than a standard grass field, because of the you got that little bit of rubber infill in there, and then the natural fiber of the grass itself. But we feel confident we're gonna be okay. There are schools that water it down a little bit to cool it down before they practice. We haven't had to do that yet, but we have that capability. But we feel we're gonna be okay. We had I ran my two lower level camps on last week, and the field got completed on Thursday. So Friday, we let them come over and practice on it. And I had about 110 kids out there, and I'll guarantee not one of them noticed it might have been a little warmer. But, you know, we know that is a possibility, and we know we're aware of that. But, you know, we think with our later practice times on varsity that it will, you know, counteract itself and we'll be fine.
Okay. So now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the defensive side of the football.
Uh-huh.
You know, offensively, you guys are brand new, you know, young group now. But you think you're going to compete on the offensive side of the football. Last year, I would say probably defensive, offensive, you were probably 50-50. Yeah, or maybe 60-40 offense.
Mm-hmm.
Offense carried the team a little bit more so than the defense did. Now this year, is that number going to have to flip?
Well, I don't think it's going to have to flip, but I think it's going to flip because I think we're going to be very solid defensively. We return, you know, my gosh, we line up a team out there now, and six or seven of our 11 starters are still only going to be juniors. And these are guys that played last year that have come back. So we're still young defensively. We've brought in some new defensive coaches.
I was going to say, now you've got some new defensive staff, don't you?
Yes, I brought in Lenny Apt, a guy I coached with for a long time at Arcadia and Pinnacle. Pat Hurley is there helping us out, advising us, giving us some techniques, helping us learn. We've brought in two young guys, Joe Dister and Bryce. My God, if I tried to pronounce his name right, I'd be wrong. It's Bryce. I'll just call him Bryce W. But two young guys that actually played in the system and learned it at Pinnacle, and it's been a great experience. And right now, I mean, I'm seeing stuff, you know, we'll know for sure. You know, defense, we can't tell till we pad up and hit.
Right.
But we've got guys coming downhill, making reads, screaming to the ball. It's ridiculous right now. So if that continues, if that growth continues once we pad up and get moving, I feel very confident. And besides that, we are, in some positions, we're three deep. And that was one thing that really hurt us last year was we didn't have enough young guys or enough backups trained, and when we had an injury, we were in trouble.
Well, and that kind of hurt you towards the end of the season too.
Well, it hurt us in the playoffs, and yeah. You know, if you lose in the playoffs, you go home, and that's what happened to us.
Yeah. So now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your defensive philosophy. We know that offensively last year you were about 50-50 passing and running. You know, defensively, were you a heavy blitz team? Were you a pretty base team with a set coverage? I mean, talk to us a little bit about what we can expect to see the Titans doing on the defensive side of the football during games.
Well, I think one thing you're going to see, I think, better this year, and it's not a, you know, to be a mean thing toward anybody from last year or anything, but I think the guys we have now prepare better. I think you're going to see, you're going to see us know that a team, does this on third down 40% of the time, and they do this on first down 10% of the time. And I mean, the guys I've brought in are great game preparation guys. They're very good at it.
Students of the game.
Yes. And I think what you're going to see is a case of what it takes. You know, we're going to I call them calculated risks. So if we know that we can blitz and get away with it and be okay, we're going to do it. If we know that we can't and the odds are against us, they're going to do something to counter us, well, then we're not going to do it. You know, do we need to play man? Do we need to play zone? Whatever it is that's going to work for that week, I feel very confident that these guys are going to put a plan together for that.
Now, what's your base defense? You guys run a 3-4, 4-3? What do you run?
We're a 4-3 team.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right, now, Coach, talk to us a little bit about the region. Let's talk a little. Let's get into the region here because, you know, when I was prepping and looking at the region, I noticed one of the things that stands out about East Sky region is the quarterback over at Coronado. Everybody's been talking about this kid and talking about the potential that he has to be one of the top quarterbacks in the state. Currently, I think he's ranked sixth among quarterbacks when they're doing all the previews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what do we expect to see from the East Sky region this year?
Well, speaking of the quarterback in Coronado, you're talking about Booyah, and I saw him at ASU. We were there. We didn't play them at ASU at the tournament, but first of all, I keep asking BJ over at Coronado. I think that kid's been there about 9 years. So, he is a man. I mean, he is a big, strong, physical kid, and he's a good kid too. But, I mean, I think as far as the region, there's a lot of teams that concern me. I mean, obviously, come on, you got Notre Dame, in there. You know, you got Bemis over there with, you know, two-time defending state champ a year ago. Williamsfield is, they're bringing back a ton of guys. And that's, you know, Campbell over there is doing a great job.
And new kids that are coming in, too.
And new kids.
He's had a couple transfers.
Yeah, Higley's supposed to be back on the map. You know, I mean, you know, they're going to get it done over there. Fisher is now healthy, and they're back. And I'll tell you what, you know, Maricopa, when we went out there and played them last year, you know, I walked out there and I said, oh, my gosh. I mean, some of their athletes looked phenomenal. They are very senior-loaded. And they're bringing in a new coach. I don't know his name offhand. He's, you know, he was at Corona del Sol, and now he's out there. But the region is going to be tough again. You know, I talked to Richard Overt a while ago, and I had to mention this to him because last year five or six of us made the playoffs, and we lost in the first round. And he put out an article, and he said, you know, maybe the region's not that good. But I told Richard, I said, you know, we beat the heck out of each other getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, there was a lot of injuries in the whole conference.
Yes.
The whole conference had a ton of injuries going into the playoffs last year.
True.
And on key players.
Yes.
So nobody went into the playoffs fully loaded and healthy.
That's correct.
I mean, Coronado had a decent playoff run, if I recall, didn't they?
Well, they ended up losing to Liberty.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but same thing. They were banged up. You know, Notre Dame goes in. They, you know, Will King was banged up. You know, we play Williamsfield in week 10. We put their quarterback out. You know, we go into the playoff game with no Scrimpture, Connor McLean, Jake Hershey. It was a pounding to get there. Those were all physically fought games.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the most physical conferences in the state last year as far as kids getting hurt and not making it to the playoffs. There was a lot of injuries from the East Sky region that impacted the outcomes of playoff games.
Yeah.
So give me a projected order, Coach, a projected order of finish. What are you thinking?
In our region?
Yeah, in your region, what are you thinking as far as who's going to do what?
I'm going to hope that we're around the top. Okay, I know we're the defending region champs. I'm very proud to say that. But as I've let the kids know, you know, now there's seven teams out there that are coming after us. Okay, but I just, you know, like I said, if I had to pick some teams, I don't know if I can go into a, you know, projected order, but I know that Williamsfield is going to be good. I'm hoping we are. Notre Dame will always get it done. You know, BJ over at Coronado gets it done. You know, and then like I said, then you're hearing that, you know, that Higley's supposed to be rebuilt. And I'm telling you, Maricopa has a lot of athletes. So, you know,
can't sleep on Seton.
That's another guy, you know, that gets it done. That's why I said, for me to put it in a projected order, I'd be insulting somebody or not insulting somebody, and it'd be hard to do because it is it's the toughest region out there. I truly believe that.
All right. Well, you know what? I can't corner you. I can't get you to give me a projected order. The always politically correct Jim Ellison. All right.
We're in the mix.
Well, of course you are, Coach. I know you're going to be in the mix. This is the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a quick break. This is Coach Scott Lovely with Coach Jim Ellison from Arcadia Titans Football. We'll be back in a few seconds.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, or found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game, but we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is a...
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award Program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are being joined right now by Coach Jim Ellison of Arcadia High School Football. He's the head coach, and we're going to wrap up our session with him talking about his upcoming schedule and a little bit about his summer program. So let's talk about the schedule first, Coach. I see that you guys open up on the road, long drive up the mountain to Coconino on September 3rd. So let's talk a little bit about that, because Coconino and the Flagstaff schools have gone through a little bit of a shakeup up there in closing Sanagua and merging Flagstaff, Sanagua, and Coconino into two schools down from three. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, because that's going to impact their football program. I know they've been down for a couple years, but, you know, with that shift up there, because Sanagua was always one of the better football teams, now Coconino's gotten some athletes and so has Flag. So let's talk about that game a little bit and how you guys are going to approach that game.
Yeah, and first off, too, you know, we're on the second year of our schedule, of our two-year block, and we played Coconino, you know, obviously first game of the season last year. You know, we did okay against them. We had a good game, but they turned out to win, you know, they won five games. And a lot of people don't know this, but they were like the 17th team in seeding for playoffs, so they just missed the playoffs. So, you know, they got a good coaching staff that's getting that team together. They had some good-looking younger athletes, and like you're saying with them, you know, with those schools merging, you don't know exactly what you're going to get, because I didn't know a whole lot about Sanagua or Flagstaff because they weren't on our schedule. But we're not taking, you know, we're not taking anybody lightly. I mean, we're going to go up there and you know, they've also got a new field. They got a new synthetic surface, so we're lucky we get to play our first three games on that type of surface. And you know, we got a lot of guys that are unknown, and we're going to try to see how those guys pan out.
Okay, so now that, and that's really going to be your one game that you're feeling some things out, because really, you guys don't get a preseason game per se. All these games count towards power points,
correct,
and towards playoffs. So now you go up to Coconino, then you come back the next week on the 10th, and you play Paradise Valley. Now, that game last year was an absolute, it was a TV game at Paradise Valley, and it was a shootout on Cox.
It was an arena game.
Yeah, it was. But if you didn't know, if you didn't know when you were watching the news that night, you'd think it was a basketball score.
Yeah.
So both teams are going to be a little different with both quarterbacks being gone.
Yeah, well, you know, say, we've lost some good guys offensively, and so have they. You know, they lost you know, their quarterback, who was very good. They lost Parker. They lost Brown. So they lost two of those running backs who, you know, put 500 or something on us. But you know, you have Donnie Annis over there, who when he was in 5A1, was winning. When they were, he was in 5A2, he was winning. He was in 4A1 and winning, and now he's in 4A2. And so all that guy has done is put quality teams, you know, on the field. And we were over there in the summer during passing league, and we did okay against them. You know, and then you look over, and he's got a line coach over there, and he's got 10 or 12 guys out there, and they're working their rears off. So he knows what he's doing.
Okay. So then you come back the next week on the 17th, and you host Buckeye. And that's another game that, boy, last year I recall kids coming into my class saying, I want that game back. I want a redo on that game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a game that really kind of hurt you a little bit in power points and placement for the playoffs. So let's talk about what that's going to look like.
Yeah, it hurt us a little bit. Now, one thing it did help us a little bit was Buckeye ended up winning 8 games.
Right. They were a shocker to a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I told people that going into the season. You know, we put them on our schedule figuring that they would win their region, but we thought if we played well, we could beat them. That was the whole concept when I set our schedule together. But they were good. And I'll tell you what, we went out there and they played tough, and they never wore down. And you know, as soon as we made some mistakes, they smelled blood, and they probably beat us worse than anybody beat us all year.
Now after Buckeye, you have to get on the road again, and this time you're going down the street and playing at your arch rival high school, Coronado.
Correct.
Big rivalry game on September 24th against Coronado. Where do you hope to have the Titans at that point in time, record-wise, and what do you see that Coronado game being for you? Because it's 100% emotional game. Arcadia, Coronado, there's nothing like it. Football, basketball, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, well, I'm planning on having us 3-0. I think if we can go up to Coconino, play well, and keep things rolling and get PV at home and Buckeye at home, I'm believing that we have done the right things in the off season to put us in place to have progressed more than those two teams have. But like I said, I have not seen them yet, so I don't know for sure, but I'm just banking on what we worked on. And then I'm hoping to start our region at Coronado, and you know, like you said, you know how huge the rivalry game is. When I first got to Arcadia, my first year, they beat us twice. They beat us in the regular season, and then they beat us to put us in the playoffs. And last year, that was, I mean, we carried that for a year, for a full year. I mean, there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't think about that game. And obviously last year we came out well and beat them in a decisive game at home, but I don't put anything past them. And it's like you said, when you're dealing with emotions in a rivalry game, anything can happen.
Right.
They played their best football against us.
Yeah, so you're opening your first conference game is at Coronado, and then you go the next game at Higley, mm-hmm. or no, I'm sorry, against Higley at home,
yep.
And then Maricopa comes to Arcadia as well. Now, Maricopa has an artificial field,
correct.
So they're going to be used to that feeling. Higley, yep. I know, is all grass, aren't they?
Yeah, Higley's grass.
Okay, so now how much of a difference do you think that's going to be in those two games?
The field itself?
Yeah. How much do you think the field is going to give you an advantage at all as far as, you know, teams coming and playing on it and kind of trying to get used to it and having to have a different pair of shoes? Because really, you can't wear football cleats on that turf.
No, you can. You can wear cleats. That's the thing with the latest surface that we have. Now, there are guys that do like to either wear slightly longer cleats or slightly shorter cleats. Some guys alter that a little bit, but the beauty of the synthetic turf is that we can wear cleats. So, you know, when we went, you know, when we left here, you know, got on the bus and went to Maricopa, we wore our regular shoes, you know, our regular cleats. When we went to PV, we wore our regular cleats. So that is one thing. Now, some people do, like I said, like to alter the length of the cleat a little bit, but you can wear football cleats on it. But I will tell you that I don't know if we were, but we felt faster when we were on those two surfaces.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So then you go to Notre Dame and Seton.
That's our community college world tour.
Yeah, exactly.
We play at MCC and we play at SCC, so we're on our little, maybe the Haces, so it'll give the guys an idea what it's like to play in college.
Okay. So now, and you're also doing the Catholic tour there. You got Notre Dame, and then you got Seton.
And two good teams.
They're both very talented teams.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about those two games back-to-back, and those could be some of the – I mean, let's assume everybody continues to stay healthy and progressing at that point. Mm-hmm. This could be an interesting stretch of games here with Notre Dame, Seton, and then home with Tempe.
Well, it's going to be interesting because, like I said, you know, not only are those games tough enough now, but I tell our players all the time, okay, when I think back to last year, we played 11 games, okay? I think back to three of them, okay? I think back to PV, Buckeye, and Douglas. Those are the teams that beat us. You know, the other ones I kind of put out of my mind. So don't think that those teams aren't doing the same thing to us. So, it's going to be a dogfight. And like I said, we go, you know, it just goes back to that tough region. What, five of us made the playoffs, you know, and even Tempe, okay? Tempe, they put 45 points up on us.
I mean, yeah, that was a battle.
We had a battle to beat them. So it's a tough region.
Yeah. Now, and then you wrap up your season on November 5th against Williamsfield at Williamsfield. So you're on the bus for, 40 minutes, and you go and play Williamsfield, one of the bigger, more physical teams in the conference. At that point, what would you have hoped? Would you have hoped to already have put yourself in a position to have locked up region, I know last year wasn't the Williamsfield the region conference game? That was the championship game.
We both came into that game undefeated in the region, and they were undefeated overall. They were 9-0 overall and undefeated in the region, and that game was for the region championship. And so not only were we lucky enough to capture the region, but we stopped their undefeated season. I mean, they were going to be 10-0 if they beat us, and we beat them to have them finish 9-1. So, I'll guarantee they're coming after us.
Yeah, you put a lot of people in a bad situation last year, and there's a lot of people looking for some payback.
Yeah.
So this year's going to be a fun year because you do have the target on your back. You and I talked about that. Once you get that conference championship, and everybody starts gunning for you.
Yes.
It's harder to repeat than it is to get it the first time.
Exactly.
So this is a tough schedule, Coach. I mean, you guys don't have an easy road to hoe, but hopefully this year you guys will be able to put together a nice run and repeat and stay in that same top two positions, the top two spots in the conference, and stay in the top 10 in PowerPoint rankings. That's the one thing about the PowerPoints, though, I think. The PowerPoints put you in a situation where with your type of schedule, as long as you do, eight games, you're going to be in the top 10.
Yes.
Just by the sheer way that the numbers work.
Yep, and then our whole thing is, like we've talked about, more depth, and so we can come into toward the end of the season healthy, because it's those poor kids take a pounding when they're going both ways, and that's one thing we're trying to eliminate.
And I know last year you guys were what, number 8? Or did you end up at number 7?
Seven? Number 7. Yeah, and here's what's crazy. I mean, we were 8-2, okay, 8-2, and we beat... our two losses were to two playoff teams, and we were still number 7.
Yeah.
I mean, that lets you know how, 4-8-2 was, it, regardless of what people want to say, you can say anything you want, it's a tough conference. I mean, 8-2, two losses to playoff teams, and we were the 7 seed.
Yeah, and it was a tough playoff game against Douglas. That team came down, and they were just big and physical.
Yep, well, bigger and more physical than we were.
Well, Coach, hey, I want to thank you for joining us today. I look forward to seeing the kids play on that new football field that looks gorgeous. Good luck to you this season.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Loveland. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, man, we're already wrapping up the show. What's up with that? We'll talk to you in a few seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark.
Paul, Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you Sportsmanlike Conduct. As a current player, Des Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We just concluded an interview with Coach Jim Ellison, our head football coach at Arcadia High School, last year's 4A 2 East Sky Region Championship champions. And, you know, the one thing that stands out for me after talking with Coach Ellison constantly, I mean, you walk away from talking with him, the one thing that stands out for me is that he's a very calm, very introspective person. And it's fun to be around him because, you know you're going to get a very intellectual answer from him. And if you look at, he's like a duck on the pond, you know. He's calm and cool in his appearance, but underneath, man, his feet are just going. He's just pedaling because he's moving, you know. And that's kind of how Coach Ellison is, and it's always fun to have him on and to get his perspective of his teams that he's matching up against. And he's the consummate gentleman, too, because you can't get him into a corner and predict who's going to go where, or, you know. But he's got his opinions, and you know where he's going. Now, his team this year is going to definitely be in for it because they did lose a number of players that were some key players last year, and there's going to be some kids that are going to have to really step up and make their name known and make their presence felt on the football field in order for the Titans to be even close to repeating as East Sky Region champions. And, you know, that's the one thing you got to love about high school sports. See, in college, you've got these guys who come in and they're big names their freshman year and they kind of stay for 2, 3, 4 years and you can watch them develop and you know, like right now, we know we can talk about Ohio State. If we talk about the Buckeyes, we're talking about their quarterback, Terrell Pryor, you know. If we talk about, you know, the NFL, you know we're going to talk about Matt Leinart because we watched him develop and what's he going to do now. At the high school level, you got a kid who's coming in as a sophomore. You didn't know who he was last year because he was on the freshman team or the JV team. And so unless you were at the school and got to know some of the kids, you don't know what these kids are going to do. So every year a team steps out on the field if they've lost like a litany of stars like Arcadia did last year with Connor McClain, Jake Hershey, Joey Artigue, Colby Kierkegaard, Pat Scrimshire. You lose those types of kids offensively. 8 guys on the offensive side of the football are gone. And so now you're returning 3 players and two of them are linemen, and you're going, okay, now what? So when you sit in the stands, it's going to be nail-biting time for the first two, three games, trying to figure out, one, what's their identity going to be? Are these kids ready to get hit at the varsity level? You know, and this is the fun part about high school sports, about high school football. You don't know until it's already, and like we said here, the first game counts. The first game counts, baby. That's power points. That's playoff. Every game determines whether you're in the playoffs or not. So these kids have got to be ready to go. So it's going to be fun to watch them compete and try and get in the get their names known and have other teams start to have to adapt to them, because it becomes a matter of will. Who's going to impose their will on the other? So high school football is, man. I mean, you look at some of the things that are going on across the valley. I know one of the big games that's on tap this year is Hamilton. Hamilton, I believe, is opening their season with a game against school out of Vegas, I believe. I'm pulling that up right now so I can tell you a little bit more. But, I mean, some of these games people are talking about. Bishop Gorman out of Nevada. Hamilton opens up at 7 o'clock at NAU in the Barry Sullivansberger game. It's an AIA annual game, and that's a huge game. Those are two nationally ranked teams that are going to be facing off August 21st. August 21st. Man, it's starting already. So these are some big things. It's going to be fun. If you don't have a chance to get over to watch some of the East Sky Region games, you're missing out, because they are a very physical brand of football. I mean, you look at some of the teams mentioned in the East Sky Region. You've got Maricopa, Williamsfield, Higley, Seton Catholic, Coronado, Notre Dame, Arcadia. Tempe. You've got Williamsfield and Higley. Both have been very physical teams for the last 4 years. Higley was one of the toughest teams in the state a couple years back. Williamsfield, being a brand new school, has some of the kids that used to go to Higley when that school opened up. That's where some of those kids had to go. Maricopa, being a big, brutal school from last season, just entering into the conference, along with Notre Dame. Notre Dame, two-time state champions. You know, so this region, if you don't have a chance to go watch this, you're missing out big time, because the East Sky Region football is legit. And, you know, I definitely would recommend getting out there, watching a few of those games. And if you get a chance, go to Arcadia's new field. Yeah, the Jim Baker Field. You need to go out and see the Jim Baker football field. Jim Baker is the longtime equipment manager over at Arcadia High School. Absolutely amazing. Amazing man. He took care of me when I was there as a head basketball coach for years. Love the man to death. He's there for 10 years as the equipment manager, takes care of the football pads, the uniforms, makes sure everything is all set and ready for all the coaches, and he couldn't ask for a better person to run the equipment shed. And the football team named the football field after him last season, and this year it got upgraded to a synthetic turf. A synthetic turf. Say that five times fast. So get a chance to get out to Arcadia High School and check out the new football stadium there. Watch Coach Ellison and the Arcadia Titans in their schedule. September 3rd, they go to Coconino. September 10th, they're home against Paradise Valley. And September 17th, they're at home against Buckeye. Then on the 21st, they travel to Coronado. And then Higley, Maricopa, come to Arcadia on October 1st and 8th, respectively. Then on the 15th, they're over at Notre Dame. 22nd at Seton Catholic. 29th, Tempe comes over to Arcadia. And then they wrap up their season November 5th at Williamsfield. And, you know, it should be a great season. I'm looking forward to watching how the team develops over the year. Now, we're going to have a guest next week that's going to help us take a look at all of the football from all the different conferences around the state. We're going to try and take a look at 5A, 5A1, 5A2, 4A1, 4A2, and we're going to get a perspective from a professional. We're going to have on the show with us, hopefully in the studio, Arizona Republic sports writer Richard Obert, and we'll get some input from him as to what he sees, and because I know he's been out looking at some of the teams at practices, and I'm going to head out to some teams and watch some teams practice to maybe conduct a couple interviews and bring some stuff in on tape so that we can get it out to you guys so you guys can get a little bit more insight into the season that is getting ready to kick off. I tell you what, I'm excited. You excited? Friday Night Lights, baby. It's all about to start. 24 days and counting. So we're going to bring Richard Obert in next week and get his perspective from Arizona Republic. And also the Arizona Republic has an article that's coming out in the next couple weeks. We will have three or four of the writers that were working on that article in the studio to talk about this article. And you don't want to miss that show. It's going to be a great show. Remember, this is the Coach Scott Lovely. I want you to remember this. Leave it better than you found it. Thanks for listening this week. We're out. Peace.
Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game. We got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't saying nothing.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.